with SRN News. I'm John Scott. A freshman Republican senator says he's pleased with the progress Republicans have made in confirming President Trump's cabinet nominees. Bob Agnew reports.
Says so far so good.
It feels like we got really good momentum.
Despite the fact Democrats are pulling out all the stops to slow things down.
They're trying to obstruct, but because we have the majority, we're moving forward.
In fact, the Senate has already confirmed 13 Trump cabinet nominees,
which exceeds anything in past administrations for decades.
Next week, two high-profile nominations will dominate the debate and the headlines. Kash Patel for director of the FBI and Tulsi Gabbard for director of national intelligence. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNews.com, the Labor Department issues a lower-than-expected jobs report.
U.S. employers added a disappointing 143,000 jobs last month, underperforming analysts' expectations by 27,000 as the jobless rate slips to 4% to start the new year. January job creation was substantially down from the combined 568,000 created the previous 2 months. Separately, average hourly wages rose by 0.5% from December and 4.1% year over year. George Williams reporting.
The U.S. winter virus season in full force, and by one measure is the most intense in about 15 years. One indicator of flu activity is the percentage of doctor's office visits driven by flu-like symptoms. According to data posted, that level last week was higher than the peak of any winter flu season since 2009-2010. So far this season, the CDC estimates there have been 13,000 flu deaths. On Wall Street, the Dow dropping 414 points. This is SRN News. Evangelicals weigh in on immigration. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A new poll from Lifeway Research asks evangelical Christians who, among the tens of millions of illegal aliens in this country, should be deported. The vast majority of respondents agree that the first to go should be any illegal immigrant who's been convicted of violent crimes or poses a credible threat to the security of the country. But evangelicals are also open to a pathway to citizenship for other illegals, especially those who have been here a long time and have jobs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump's effort to ban federal funding for sex change operations on children is facing a legal challenge. Individuals who claim they have been denied care since he signed a ban have filed a lawsuit in a Baltimore federal court. They're joined by families of LGBT people and a medical organization. A growing number of states are banning doctors from performing sex change operations on anyone under the age of 18. This is SRN News. New York City targeting thrill seekers engaging in a high-risk, too often deadly stunt.
The city is trying to deter dangerous subway surfing through education, but some critics say that's not enough. They argue making trains harder to climb and train surfers more easy to detect might be part of the solution. One subway driver says locking the doors at the ends of train cars might keep people from climbing onto the roof. Six people died last year subway surfing in New York. Rich Thomason reporting.
New York ordering a week-long shutdown of all live bird markets in New York City, Westchester, and Long Island after seven cases of avian flu were detected at bird markets in the city. Governor Kathy Hochul says there is no immediate threat to public health, and the temporary closure of bird markets comes out of an abundance of caution. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.